Yeah, the few dollar on the base. That's where Eliezer ala proiches. Eliezer, he was a moon, he took care of the proiches to know how to make the proiches. Shaymamuna al urge proiches. He took care, he was appointed over the people that used to weave together to make the curtains for the proiches. Pinchas Hamalbish. Pinchas, he was the mamuna, the one that took care to dress all the kohanim, the kohen gadol, the kohen hedjit. Shoya malbish big day kuna gedolo. He used to be malbish, used to make the kohen gedolim look nice, make sure the begodim fit them nice. Tomorrow says ma'isa b'kohen echad. She hilbish li istartuyas echad. As one kohen made an istartuyas dress up very nicely. Istartuyas to bring down that sar mishori achayolas. One of the generals of the army, so this kohen dressed him up very nicely. And this general paid him back 8 zuvim just for the fact that he made him look nice. So some say this goes on Pinchas. In other words, he knew how to make people look nice. That was his mamuna. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. V'yistiyamrin, some say, train asre yoyevle. He gave him 12 zuvim. He didn't give him clothing. He just showed him how to wear his clothing the right way. He dressed him up nicely. So with this chokhmah, he paid him 8 or 12 zuvim. Sounds like almost the chokhmah of Pinchas. He knew how to dress up the kohanim nicely, that their clothing would fit them nicely. Mishnah. Ein poichsin mishiva amakolin. He didn't have less than 7 amakolin in the Beis HaMikdash. Amakolin, we'll soon see. Some have the use of the other way. Ushloishi gizborin. And they didn't have less than 3 gizborin. Now a gizbor, the carbonator says, heim shem. Momen Hegdish Tachas Yodim. They took care of the money for Hegdish. Vein Poidin Erchin Vacharomim Vachom Melechas Hegdish Nasa Yodim. Anything to do with money, to be Poida, to Erchin Vacharomim, they took care of the money for Hegdish. That was the Gizborim. Our Marklin, he says, that's Lamalim in our Gizborim. Those are people that are on top of the Gizborim. Vunatrikin Omar Akulam. That they have the last say. They're Omar Akulam. That's this Armar Kolin. So there were 7 Amar Kolin in the Beis HaMikdash and 3 Gizborin. V'yeinoisin shiroro ala tziba pochus mishnayim.
Because you can't appoint people like to take care of Iskei Momen, to take care of the money man is less than 2 people. Because it's not kovra tziba. You have to have at least 2 people like the Gemara Wadashin ven yipchu es hazohov. Yechutz mi ben achi yohu shal chili hamayin v'yeloza shal afroiches. These 2 people, the achiyo that took care of the sick kohanim, and Eliezer took care of the proiches, they were by themselves. Shoysen kiblu roiv hatzibra lehim. Since rov of the tzibra accepted them, that's a big mile. If the rov of the tzibra accepts you, then even by one, by single, you could also take care. Even though it was a matter of money here also.
So Mer says, ein poichsin migimu gizborim. We have to have at least 3 gizborim in the Mikdash. Umi zayin amakolin, and 7 people above them. Amakolin. Yeah. Tony, we learned in the Brisa, Tony, umishnei katlikin. And you have to have also 2 taklikin, where these are people even higher than the Amaklin, like the Carbonator says. Vushrora lamalam in Amaklin. That's a higher degree than the Amaklin. Now, how do we know these things from the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim? Pasuk says, v'yechiel v'yazyohu v'nachas gizborn. Pasuk doesn't say Gizborim, we're dashing. These first 3 people, they were the Gizborim. V'yasokel, v'yirimois, v'yoz, v'yzoved, v'yeliel, v'yasmachio, u'machas, u'bneyohu, amakulin. These 7 people, they were the makulin. They were the above the Gizborim. And tekidim means, who are the last, the Katlikin, those were the higher degree, that's called the Pekitim here. Who were them? There was Miyad Kananyohu Vishim Miyochiv, Keklikin. Keklikin. These 2 people, they were the Keklikin. They were the higher ones above the Amaklin. The Apostle says, B'mifko ad Yechizkiyohu HaMelech, V'azayohu Nogid, V'esalakim, means HaMelech U'Koyin Godel. The Melech and the Koyin Godel, they were above them. And we'll soon see the Seder how it goes. Really, the king is above the Koyin Godel also. Now, Kishuchaisen, when you used to give out a chsimu, when you used to either get the money together and have to have a chsimu and have a signing on it, is Hagizbar Chaisen. The first one to sign would be the Gizbar. V'noista li'amarkol. He would give it to the higher one in charge, the amarkol. And amarkol chosim. Then the amarkol put his signature on it. V'noista li'taklikun. He would give it over to the higher man in charge of taklikun. Katlikun chosim. Then taklikun would put his chasimer on this thing, whatever it is. Either some learns of soror, you want a pack full of money, you want to like set aside, or any type of chasomis, that you want to put something away with their chasomis, with their signatures on it. Then v'noista li'kain gadol. The katlikun would give it over to the higher one, the kohen gadol. Kohen gadol chosim. The kohen gadol put his signature on this thing. V'noista l'melech, and he would put it up to the highest degree. That's the king. Okay, now he was the highest. That's the seidim. Tishu matir. At the end of the time when they wanted to use it, they used to sign something and put it away to show it was done b'kedusha. It was done right. Now they wanted to untie it, open it up, and use it. Now umatir. Shumatir hamelech roya chosam yamatir. First they showed it to the king, he had to check it out to say, yes, that's my signature, okay, we can open it up now. Kohen Gadol roya chosam yamatir. Then they showed it to the Kohen Gadol, and he said, yes, up until now, this was my Kohen Gadol, this is my signature, it's good, you could use it. Again, katlikun roya chosamay, they used to show it to the katlikun, the next in charge, to make sure he recognized his signature, nothing went wrong in between. Umatir, he also gave the okay, it's okay, my signature is still here. Amarkul roya chosam yamatir. Then the Amarkul saw his signature, everything was okay. He said, that's okay. Gizbar roya chosam yamatir. That's where they dealt with that, the degrees in charge. And each one signed and each one checked out his signature to make sure it's still there. Einoisin shuror ala tibur bimomen pokos mishnayim. You can't appoint somebody to take care of money for the rabbim unless you have two people together. Rav Nachman Mishem Rebbe Mona. How do we know this? Al shame from the posik, v'heim yikhu es azov yes atchelas v'es yagomoin, and it says yikhu mashlosh and rabim too. So you have to have at least two people there together when they want to go collect the zov, collect things for the tzibur. You need two people together. He says miyat rabim shnayim. So lush and yikhu, lush and rabim, at least is two. Omer Rabbi Choma, bei Rabbi Chanina, mitzayla shaluchos heshir Moshe. Moshe became rich from the pseudos of the first luchos. How do the sivka? The pasuk says pseudocho shnei luchos avonim means pseudocho. We dashim pseudocho means the pseudos of the first luchos belong to you, Moshe. We dashim shetayap pseudos shelucho that the pseudos like the oisius were parachas the oisius on the first luchos went up to Shemayim, but the pseudos the tablet itself Moshe kept and became rich from that. And he says the luchos so shampurian heavy. It's a very good type of a stone. So it's very expensive. That's how Moshe became rich. Rabbi Chonin says no. Mechatzev shalavonim toivos amagolios boroloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich haholoi. Omimenu heshi Moshe. Moshe became rich because Hashem made a nest that in the middle of Moshe's tent was mechatzev shalavonim. That was the place like where they were able to dig out very precious stones. Came out from the tent of Moshe. Mechatzev means mokim shechotz mimenu. That's the place where you could dig out very valuable stones. So this happened that in Moshe's tent, they were able to pick out or dig out very expensive stones, and from that Moshe became rich. See, the pasuk says, "V'hebitu achrei Moshe," and the Klal Yisrael looked after Moshe. Ad boya hoyla, they kept on staring at Moshe until Moshe went back into his tent. Is trei amaroyin. It's machleik some royin. What's pshan this pasuk? Chadom, one man the other says legnai. Klai Yisrael was looking bad with a gnai, bad look at Moshe. V'chadom l'shvach. One says no for shvach, to be like praising Moshe. Man di yom l'gnai, the man di yom l'dash is this posik, that the Klai Yisrael was looking at bad at Moshe. They said like this, Hamoin shakin, they looked at his feet like, his thighs. Hamoin karyin, looked at his feet. Hamoin kufid, ochel mind yudoi. V'shosim mind yudoi. And they saw like how big Moshe was, and they said, all he's eating from is from our money, and he's drinking from our money. His kol midlayu min diyudoi. Everything Moshe takes is only from us. Like it looked like Gennady spoke bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, chamoin shakim means, ro hashukim, ro hakroyim, ro besoroi, v'chol zem imashu reichu b'sheisim min Yehudim, v'chol rechushim min Yehudim. They spoke bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything he's taken is only from us. The one that says no, this pasuk means the shvach. They said mechamei tzadikei. Let's look at the tzadik here. Or mezakei tuvia, and we'll get a lot from it. Because it's a big schus to be see a tzadik. So he says, Ashrei Azoich Lirut at the Tzaddik. It's a good thing to see a Tzaddik. So the Kiyat, they said good things about Moshe. Right. Mishnah says, Dalid Choysomois Hoyibamigdish.
There were like four different cards that the Mamuna, the one that took care of receiving the money. In other words, when the people came into the Beis HaMikdash and they wanted to buy a korban and they wanted to buy the nesachim, they wanted to buy the oil and the yayin, so they used to pay one mamuna, and he would give them a chesim, he would give them a receipt, like, and then he would take the receipt to somebody else, we'll soon see in the Mishnah, to receive the actual wine or the yayin. So there were four different receipts given out. V'chosav alayin. And each seat, one said like this, Egel, Zohar, Kedi, Choyte. These were the four different receipts that were given out. Now, an Egel, that was a simin for the Nichsei Boker. Somebody bought like an ox, and he had to bring the Nesachim, which was Shloisha Esroinim Selis, used to bring three Esroinim of flour, and Chatzi Ahin Shemin, and Chatzi Ahin Yayin. That was his Nesachim used to bring if he brought a Boker for Behema, for a Korban. That's called Egel. Then Zohar, that's a simin for Nichsei Ayel, Shehem Shnei Esroinim Selis, which is two Esroinim of flour, and Shlisha Sahin Shemin or Shlisha Sahin Yain, only a third of a hin wine, and a third of a hin oil. Now this was for an ayil. An ayil is a ram, like an older, and that's an older lamb. A lamb 2 years old is called an ayil. Gedi, the next pass was called the Gedi, that's a simin for the Nichsei Keves V'yez. All different type of goats had this. And there would be a keves, that's the younger lamb. And there was a kifsa, who had been a female lamb. And that was Isar and Selis, one Isar and a flower. And it was a revius a hin of shemen, and a revius a hin of yain. Only a quarter of a hin of wine and oil. That was the nesachim, if you brought these type of kabonis. Then choyte. The fourth one was a choyte. That was for a simon of a mitzera osher, that after he gets healed up, he has to bring three kabonis he brings. So that was called the Choyte. Ben Azai Yemeh, Ben Azai says, Chamisha Hoye. No, there were five passes there, five Chasomis, not only four. The Yaromas Kosav Aleyin. And it wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh, it was rather written in Aramic, because that was the Lashon they used to speak then. So one was Egel, like we had before. One is then Dochar. In other words, instead of saying the word Zohar, it was Dochar, that's in Aramic. Kedi. Now, the last two was Choyte Dal, V'Choyte Rosher. A special one if you're a mitzvah, a poor person, you bring one type of the korban. And there's another korban for a chayt osher, a mitzvah that was an osher, he brings three kabonis. Now the Mishnah explains, Egel is mishamish im nichsei boker. When you have the pass of an egel, that means you want to bring a korban, a boker. Those are bigger animals. Kedelum uketanim. Whether it's a small calf or whether a big animal, a big ox or a cow. Zechorim unakevis. Whether it's zechorim unakevis, they have all the same type of nesachim. So that was the pass to get these types of nesachim, like we had before. It's three esreinim seilis, and a chatzi hin of shemen and of yain. Now, gedi mishamish in nischei tzoin, gedelum uketanim, zechor munakevis, chutz mishal elim. The gedi, that applied to young lamb, a male lamb, or else a female lamb, whether it's young or old, or else all type of goats. They all had the same type of nesachim, which was one isar and selis, and a quarter of a hin for shemen and for yayin. Yechutz mishel elim, only rams, that's an older male lamb, that had its own halacha. That zohar, the next one was zohar, that was mishamish im nischa elim avad. That only applies if you brought an ayil. An ayil is a ram, a male lamb, which is over 13 months old, that had its own nesachim, which was two esroinim selis, and a third of a hin of yain and of shemen. And then the Mishnah says, Choyte was mishamish im nischei shalosh behemos shel mitzaroyim. A rich mitzaroyim had to bring three kabonis when he became tohor. Now the mitzaroyim osher, he needed for his three kabonis, he needed ten. He needed ten lugim shemen. Why? Nine of them he needed for the three kvasim. The echad he needed lamate and tenuch ubehoinis. One he needed to put on this tenuch on the end of his ears and tenuch oizen ubehoinis. The korale choyte, why was it called a choyte for mitzvira? Mishum the al sheva averis negoyim boin. Because the reason why he became a mitzvira, because he did one of these averis, that for seven different averis, that's why he became a mitzvira. So the kitzvah choyte means a mitzvira oshir, when he brings his three animals, he has to bring, we're saying now, ten lugin shemen. So he had a special type of nesochim. That's why we had a special pass for a metzora. That's called a choyte. And Benazir, he says, no, you have to have two different passes, one for a choyte dal, and one for a choyte rosher. The Mishnah says, Vaita, Mishu mevakish nesochim. Somebody came into the Beis Hamikdash and he wanted to buy nesochim there. Is hoylech loy eitzel Yochanan. He used to first go to Yochanan. Shum emuna ala chesomis. He was appointed to take care to give out these passes. Now, noisin loy moyis, umekabim emenu chesim. They would give Yochanan money, and then he would give him the chesim. Then after they received this pass, boloy eitzel achyo, shum emuna ala nesochim. They went to the second emuna achyo, venoisin loy chesim. They would give him the pass, umekabim emenu nesochim. And achy would give them the actual yayin shemen, he would give it to them. Give now achyo yechosim your path you have, or makabu emenu sochim, and you would receive the nesochim what you deserve. L'erev every single evening, boyin zei to zeh. Heif Yochanan and achyo got together, the achyo moitias the chesomus, achyo would take out the chesomus, the passes that he got, or makabu connect the moyas, to make sure it's dim, he got back the money, connected the passes. That'll make sure everything went all right. That all the flour that was given out, they have to make sure they were paid for it. In let's say he came out, they don't have enough money, or somehow he made a mistake, Yochanan. He didn't receive enough money from the people, so then Yochanan himself had to pay money to the Hegdish. He had to give money, his own money. What about they had too much money? If somebody paid too much money, is Osiru the Hegdish? We don't say maybe Yochanan paid for it, but we say rather the money is for sure belongs to Hegdish, and the extra money goes to Hegdish. Shayad Hegdish al Yoina. Hegdish always gains on the deal. What about mi shavat chesomai? Somebody went to the Beis Hamikdash and he bought the pass from Yochanan. He gave Yochanan the money, and then before he went to Achyu to receive receive the flour, he lost the pass, and he comes to complaining now, saying, "I lost my pass." So we tell him, "Mamtin lo yad erev, wait till tonight." And tonight, when we take inventory, we see exactly does all the money shtim with the flour we sold. And we see we have some extra money, so then we know it's your money, Taka. It's Taka true that you gave money for it. So then we'll give you tomorrow the nesachim you need for your carbon. V'yim lav, let's say that night everything stimmed perfectly. That's the exact amount of flour they gave out. They got enough money, and there's no extra money. Is loy hayu noistin loy? We didn't give this person the nesachim. We said, Mustama, something happened. You're a liar, or something happened, but we're not going to give it to you because everything stimmed without your achaisim. V'shem hayoyim kosev alayim. And on the past, they used to put the date on it. Mevnei haramoyim. The people shouldn't come to Jip Hegdish. Like they'll find somebody else's past, and they'll use it. He says him for shem hayoyim kosev, ala choysim yoyim pleni v'shabbos. The day of the week it was. Mevnei haramoyim. Shem ha-motza choysim shenofa mechaveroi. Maybe one person, like a rabba, would find somebody else's past, and they'll go to use it. He'll use it the wrong day. So mainly we wanted to make sure to know what day it is, so therefore we put the date on it. So you can't use it tomorrow, the next day. It's too late. If you don't use it that day, and Mistami, you don't lose it and find it the same day. Yeah. Right. Zot Gemara. Uke ben Azai fet Gemara. Choyte. Heis choyte da loma. Kote ben Azai, what do you have to have? Like a Mitzurah has to have two different kabonis. Two different passes for a dal and a nosher. Because the Kashi, he learns here, is Kleima. Madu at Sora choysim yuchid. Hezanoni has the exact same korban like a gedi. So why do you have to have a special kabbalah, a special chosim? For a chayta adal, let him just give him the same one that a gedi has. And the Gemara, how you may be lugi imoi, because it's nafkamina, a mitzvah adal, he has to have an extra lug, shemen. Because he has to have lebohenis. There's a special mitzvah by the mitzvah dal. They have to put it on the bohenis yad, the bohenis regal. So for that, he has to have an extra lug. So therefore, since he has to have more than the lug of a gedi, we made a special pass for a mitzvah dal to know this is how much shemen you have to buy. Over there, the kashri is bram kerabonin. What do you do according to rabbonin? They say there's no special pass for a dal for a poor mitzvah. What do we do with him? Navy gedi. We only give him the same pass as a gedi. He's missing an extra lug. The pshat is, he has to know to bring a lug from Ibeisai. He brings it from his own house. That was the minig. But says the poor Mitzurim used to bring an extra lug with them. So the actual lugim that they need is the actual shemen, is the same type of a shemen you do for a gedi. Therefore, a poor Metzorah received a pass for a Gedi. We didn't have to make a special pass for a Metzorah Dal. The Mishnah doesn't talk about a Rochel. How much do we give? How much Nesachim do we need for a Rochel? Now, a Rochel, that's a 2-year-old sheep. A Rochel, it's a female. A female really lamb. A 2-year-old female ram is called a Rochel. So what do we do with a Rochel? Is my what's the loch? That's meaning we learned. Gedi mishamish nichsei tzoin. When you buy a gedi, you have the same halachas from the sachem at tzoin gedolim uketanim. Zchorim and a kevus. You see, all tzoin, all type of lambs have the same halacha. Whether it's a zachor and a keva, whether it's old or young, has the same halacha. So maybe a rochel has the same halacha as a kisva. Or a gedi, whereas a gedi went to all type of lambs. That all type of lambs have the exact type of nesachim. Whether it's old or young, male or female, has the same halachas. So male or rochel has the same halacha like the gedi. Hod amri nischei rochel k'nischei gedi. So it says gedi here, it means all the lambs. That goes b'chlal gedi. The pasuk says like this, kocho yase l'shoreh echad. It says kocho yase l'shoreh echad. Oy layel ho echad. Oy l'seh b'kvosim oy bitim. That's what the pasuk says. This is the way you do for a shore, for an isle, that's for a ram, for a sail, kvosim abitim, whether it's lamb or whether it's goats. Now, l'shore echad, for one shore, loma nemer. What does the pasuk have to say, l'shore echad? Mashmo, all shore, all type of oxes, any big animals, have the exact same type of halachas. Magad to tell us, shalai chilek ben nichse egel nichse shore. There's no difference if you're bringing an eagle, a small calf, whether you're bringing a big ox or a big cow, for the korban, the nesachim is the same thing. Of course, really, Shoyi Badin, really in Svar, I would say not like that. Bein ha-tsoin, toin nesachim, and bein ha-boker, toin nesachim. The same way sheep needs nesachim, you have to bring flour and oil. The same way by a boker, by cattle, you have to bring nesachim. In Motsono shechilut bein nisei keves, the nisei ayil, I see there's a difference between a keves and an ayil. There is a difference between a male, there's a chilut between a ram and a keves. Between a lamb and a ram, there is a difference. Is bein nisei keves, nisei ayil. Of a zoi, I would think the same thing is a difference between a bokar by animals also. But that there is a difference between nichse kevus as a ben shana, the nichse ayel ben shana sayim, that's the difference we have. It's between that's a lamb. A male lamb, 1 year old, is called a kevus. When he's 2 years old already, he's called an ayel. That's the rachlukim, that's the difference in the nesachim. So I would think who would then by a bokar, between a cow and a calf, should be the same thing also. I would think there should be the same difference between a nichse shor and a nichse egel. I would have thought. Therefore, the pasuk says no. This is the way you have to do for shor echad. And the pshat is we always say that shor ben yomai kara shor, because a shor an ox, even if it's 1 day old, it's already called an ox. You don't have different names for an ox. A shor is called a shor even 1 day old. So that's this pasuk that kochi yosel shor echad. Any type of a shor has the same type of a nesachim. Whether it's old or young, you have the same nesachim. Oily ayil. Then the pasuk says oily ayil, or else for a ram is lo manema. What's the pasuk got to say an ayil for? An ayil or ram is a 2 year old male or limb. Is shoyi b'din? I would think in matzino chilek ben nichse ben shana la nichse ben shnasayim. There's a difference between a ram and a limb. A 1 year old, the keves, has one halacha of nesachim, and an ayil, a 2 year old, has a different halacha, a different type of nesachim you have to bring. So I would have thought, lakach nechlok ben nichse shtayim le nichse sholish. Maybe when the ayil grows older, an ayil is a 2 year old sheep. Maybe when it comes 3 years old, maybe it'll have different halachas also. Talmud loyma al ayil echad. No, once it becomes an ayil, once it's 2 years old, it's 13 months old, in the second year, no matter how old it grows, it always has the same nesachim. There's only a difference between a keves and an ayil. But once you have the degree of an ayil, you're 13 months old, you always stay the same. That's oil ayil echad. You always have the same halacha. Then the pasuk says, oil is seh b'kvosim. Relative to lamb, kvosim usually means the lambs. Is loma nema, what's the pasuk have to say b'kvosim for? Shoyi b'din, I would have thought. In matzano shechilek ben nichse keves and nichse ayil. The Torah made a chilek between a lamb and a ram. Between a male lamb, 1 year old is called a lamb, and 2 year old is called a ram. That is dafkamina. Is lakach nechlok ben nichse kisva and nichse rochel. I would have thought by a female lamb would be the same halacha. A kisva is a 1 year old lamb, female, and a rochel is a 2 year old female lamb.
So I would have thought also there's a difference. Just like by a male, there's a difference between a kebis and an ayol. Who are then by a female? There should be a difference between a kisva and a rochel. Talmud leimel no. Or leseba kvosim. Or the seba kvosim. That all type of kvosim as females have the same halacha. They have the same type of nesachim. Whether it's a 1 year old, you're a kisva. Whether you're 2 years old, a rochel, you have the same halachas. Oy beizim. Then the pasuk says oy beizim. Lama nem. What does have to say the pasuk oy beizim for? Shoye b'din. I would have thought. There's a difference between a lamb and between a 1 year old lamb and a 2 year old ayel or ram. I would have thought by gdi and by goats, there should also be a difference between a 1 year old. A gdi is a 1 year old goat, and a taish is a 2 year old goat, a male goat. I would think there's a difference in the sochim. Talmudim, the pasuk says, "Oy beizim, no beizim, goats all have the same halacha." His hekish katan shebeizim legadol shebatayoshim. A small kid and an older tayish had the same halacha. Mazeh b'shloish lugim, just like an old one has shloish lugim, azeh b'shloish lugim. Who then the young one also has shloish lugim? There's no difference. So kids, those are the chalukim that all izim, all goats have the same halacha shloish lugim. And all rochel, the female lambs have the same halacha. The only difference is between a male lamb, between a kevis and a nail, there's a difference. Between a 1 year old and a 2 year old, there's a difference in the nesachim. Right, the b'shem hayoyim kosif. We say now when they gave out the chasamas, the passes, used to write down the day of the pass when they gave it out. And why? B'shem haramoyim, we didn't want the people to steal. The Gemara says, hadza b'yatzmachor, think into it, what's going to be, shezayig oisi hayoyim. That means, if the guy's going to hide the chasim until the next day of the week, at the Haviminer is, all you write is Yom Rishon. Write down today, Sunday, that's all. So the guy lost it today. So true, the Rami, when he finds it tomorrow, won't be able to use it tomorrow. But all he has to do is wait till next Sunday and use it next week. So what do we gain? He'll hide it, they'll hide it till the next day comes, till the next Sunday comes. And the Gemara, there was more than just on the day of the week. It said exactly which Mishmer it was. Good, so they wait till next week till the same Mishma comes. They wait for the next Mishma to come. So what's so? They could wait in Via Ramay also. And the Gemara name, Shem Hayoim, Shem Shabbos, Shem Chodesh, Hayakosav Aleim. Had a few things on it. The day of the week, the month, and a few things on it. And Afilu writes Lazayig, and Mitsuy Lazayig. I'm going to tell you, you're going to wait till it comes the exact same month. It'll be next year or half a year from now. So long, we're not afraid you'll hide it until you'll hide it until then. So the male of the Rambam won't be able to gain, won't be able to use this again. You get the exact same date of the week and the month. It takes a long time till it comes up again. And the same Mishmer, so it's not so Shriach Rambam should wait so long, then we're not afraid. So the Mishnah. Shtei lishchoi shoye b'migdash. When you used to have a lishcha to collect the money, to collect the tzedakah, there were like two different lishchois. Achas lishchos chashoyim. One was a quiet lishcha. Soon see what that means. They used to give money to Seser. V'achas lishchos akedim. One was the lishcha, the people used to bring all type of utensils they wanted to give for tzedakah, used to bring it there. Now lishchas chashoyim, the quiet lishcha, is yirei chet noisnim b'soichoy, b'chashoy. The yirei chet people tzedikim used to bring the money there and put it there quietly, privately. V'aniyim v'nei toivim espanas simitoichoy. And chashoy v'aniyim, poor people used to come and take from that, and they were zecha, the tzedikim, that their money should be used for aniyim v'nei toivim. They also came privately. The Seisa, nobody knew about it, and that's the way to give tzedakah. The Seisa, that people should know about it. Lishcha sakelim, what about the lishcha that used to put the kelim in there? That means, kol mi shum isnadiv kli. Whoever wanted to give a keli to the Beis HaMikdash, is zarkul atoichai. They would throw it into this lishcha. V'achas l'shloishim yoyim, once in 30 days, ha gizborim poischin oisai. The gizborim will come and open up the lishcha. Now, the chol kli shemotzu bot tzorach lebedek habayis, any kli that they could use for the Beis HaMikdash itself, for the tzorach lebedek habayis, they used to use it.